This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everyone, it's time for the Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera Day Fry, mom, composter, gardener, horticulturalist, entrepreneur, artist, and Dr. Bug Lady. My guests are the talented duo of David Deardorff and Catherine Wadsworth, authors of What's Wrong with My Vegetable Garden, What's Wrong with My Plant, and How Do I Fix It, and The New American Landscape. This is a great opportunity for you to ask questions about your garden, no matter what type you have. David and Catherine have the answers. It's that time of the year when we begin to have summer storms, and rain is wonderful because it helps to cool things off. However, our joy can be short-lived when stabbing mosquitoes start to arrive by the hordes. The good news is that it's not too late to take advantage of the Arbico Organics mosquito sale. Go to www.arbico-organics.com and load up on what you need right now to ward off, combat, and eliminate disease-carrying mosquitoes. That's www.arbico-organics.com. And when you call in during this hour with a question for David, Catherine, or myself, I'm going to send you a free bag of ladybugs. And this is the time when ladybugs can be used because there's so many types of pests out there, aphids, mites, thrips, whiteflies, ladybugs get rid of everything. So when you give us a call, the number is 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, and we'll send you a free bag of ladybugs. My guests, David Deardorff and Catherine Wadsworth, are simply remarkable people. David was born in Ohio, and the family moved west to Oregon, then Washington, when he was 15. He earned his Ph.D. in botany at the University of Washington and was a plant pathologist at the University of Hawaii. He learned to garden as a child, working side by side with his father in the vegetable garden, and a major hobby of his is bird watching, and he is passionate about gardening, photography, and art. Catherine grew up in Washington, D.C. She earned a master's degree in filmmaking and has been making vegetable gardens ever since she was a child. She has led natural history tours from Australia to Alaska to Mexico and photographed wildlife wherever she went. Bicycling, bird watching, and gardening are her main hobbies, and she is passionate about all of her outdoor activities. But her main passion is writing. They've been married for 25 years, congratulations, and they have made gardens wherever they've lived, the desert southwest of New Mexico, the subtropical rainforest of Hawaii, the cool, wet Pacific Northwest. And their website is www.ddandkw.com, ddandkw.com, which stands for David Deardorff and Catherine Wadsworth. They speak regularly and give classes. They're known for being great entertainers and inspirers for all who garden. And it's with great pleasure that I welcome David and Catherine to the Easy Organic Gardener. Welcome! How are you guys doing today?
Well, thank you.
Thank you very much. We're great. It's rainy today, but otherwise it's wonderful.
Well, we were talking yesterday, and I was just in such a great mood because I was so excited about the rain that we're having, which is sort of like the rain you have, and we are just ecstatically happy today. Arizona's in a drought, and it hailed, it rained, it almost, I think it may have snowed too. It was just amazing. So we're very happy today.
Oh, good. I know it's important for you to get rain in the summertime.
It is, and I mean, you get all the rain, and of course, you live in this paradise when it comes to gardening and you know, flowers everywhere and trees, and we have our own beauty, of course, here in the desert. It's just, even it can get parched, and trees can die, and even cactus can die. So we're very happy today. So what have you been up to? Tell us what you've been up to lately, and just kind of give us an overview of what's going on where you live.
Oh, my goodness. Well, we are hard at work writing our next book, What's Wrong with My Fruit Tree, which is going to come out next year. But so that's our main activity every day. We're working on that, but we're also gardening outdoors.
Yes, we recently bought a house that has a wonderful, huge side yard that is currently only lawn. So we are transforming it. After we finish working on our book for the day, we go outside because we have those long evenings and work in the garden.
Which is great, and which sort of segues into, you know, since we're talking about gardening and the soil and the lawn, you know, what's the most important thing that a gardener can do when it comes to building soil? I mean, I think that's sort of the crux of everything.
Well, yes, it is, and one of the most important things is to feed the soil in the garden by adding basically dead plant material, compost, mulch, organic fertilizers, manure. All of these are plants that have been processed in either through an animal or mechanically processed, and by adding that to the soil, what you're doing is feeding all those microorganisms in the soil, the fungi and the bacteria that break that material down, and that builds an incredible healthy ecosystem in the soil that helps to fend off the bad bugs and the diseases that live in the soil.
Well, that's, we always talk about everything starts with the soil, and really what's in the soil is this universe, as you know, what you were describing, all the microorganisms, the fungi, and those are the guys that we want to take care of, because they're the guys that break everything down into the humus, which is, of course, our plant's food, and so it's so important to build healthy soil. So for the person who's just getting started, any suggestions? How would they get started?
Oh, well, I guess there's a couple of ways to go. One would be to, look at your soil, and different parts of the country have different soil problems. Some places have, basically don't have a problem soil. They have really good stuff to work with. I used to laugh at seeing a video of gardening in, I believe it was in Pennsylvania, and my gosh, the soil was rich, sandy loam that was so easy to work with compared to desert soils of New Mexico, which can be, extremely well-drained and sandy, or not very well-drained at all, heavy clay soils like you have in places like along the Gulf Coast or up here in the Northwest, extremely humus-rich soils. So it's a good idea to look at the soil you have to work with, first of all, and determine whether you need to add additives to it, like compost. Compost is always a wonderful thing to add to the soil because it solves a lot of problems, whether the soil is sandy or heavy clay.
Right. So, I think that what you're saying, and I love that you describe the different soil types, because you're absolutely correct. I mean, here in Arizona, we literally have to just start, put stuff on top of the soil. In many ways, no way to recoup it. Of course, it does get incorporated. However, you're right. Depending on where you are, some parts of the country are going to need a whole lot more work, and others are going to need a lot less work. So I think that it does begin with the soil, and I know we talk about it quite a bit on the show. We've got about a minute. What were you going to add?
I just wanted to add quickly that one of the best, easiest things to do is just to go up. You don't go down into your soil that you have, but go up. For example, lived on the Big Island of Hawaii, where there literally is no soil. It's just lava. So we just, you add compost, you start with compost manure and other things that decay quickly, and you just build up in berms or in raised beds. And it's easy without having to dig a lot of holes.
That's right. And we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. And for those of you who just tuned in, we're going to give you a free bag of ladybugs today if you give us a call at 855-660-4261. Don't go away because we'll be right back.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Kiss your credit card debt goodbye. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to achieve financial peace, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Lead attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera Day Fry, and you're listening to The Easy Organic Gardener. And, you know, I know most people are just sick of pests. like termites and fleas and ticks and fungus gnats and caterpillar pests and grubs and Japanese beetles. And right now we're running a buy one beneficial nematode and get the second one for half off sale at Arbico Organic. So I want to make sure everybody knows about our sale. You can just go online to www.arbico-organics.com. Or if you'd like to speak with a biocontrol specialist, you can give us a call Monday through Friday, 8 to 5 Mountain Time right now. Pacific Time. And the number is 800-SOS-BUGS. No one ever forgets that. 800-SOS-BUGS. And we're speaking with David Dierdorf and Catherine Wadsworth. And welcome back.
Thank you.
You welcome. Thank you back to you. I'm just so blown away by the amazing things that you're doing, and I just love your energy. It's just so sweet and loving through your books and through your website and just speaking with you today. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure to have you with me. And you know what? Since we were talking about building the soil, which is obviously the number one thing that we need to talk about, But what happens when your soil isn't like the soil where you live in Washington or in Pennsylvania, and we do have to build it? Let's talk a little bit about some of the inputs, like organic fertilizers. What's your opinion? I mean, are there some fertilizers that are better than others? I mean, we always, of course, at Arbico Organics, we only sell fertilizers that are for organic gardeners and farmers. But I'd really love to hear what your opinion is.
Oh, well, sure. Organic fertilizers, of course, are absolutely the best because what they do is they feed the soil rather than directly feed the plant. The processed fertilizers that are water soluble feed the plant directly. It's kind of like fast food, at a hamburger joint. As opposed to a home-cooked, nutritious meal, the analogy of the home-cooked nutritious meal is the organic fertilizer, because what that does is it builds that community of organisms in the soil, and the processed fertilizer just doesn't do that. It feeds the plant, yes, but it doesn't feed the soil. And the nutrients, of course, nitrogen potassium and phosphorus, those elemental nutrients are available to the plants from both sources, but nevertheless, it's much better to feed the soil than it is to just simply feed the plant and allow your soil to go downhill.
And I'd like to just add a little thing about the water-processed fertilizers that are not organic. They also are fleeting. Whatever the plant doesn't use, it goes into the water table. And so you end up with some pollution runoff from those types of fertilizers as well.
Yeah, especially of nitrogen.
Absolutely. And I mean, it doesn't take a whole lot of research to find out what we've done to our oceans and our rivers in terms of pollution. I mean, we're looking at the Gulf of Mexico, which is what they consider a desert in the ocean. There's nothing living there because of all of the fertilizers that have been dumped out. They have to end up someplace. So I'm glad you brought that up. That's very important.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. And it is important.
It is very important. And I love also the home-cooked meal idea. That's beautiful, and it's exactly what it's all about. I mean, really, the soil feeds the plant feeds us for generations to come. It's a beautiful cycle.
It sure is.
And let's talk a little bit about, I think a lot of people don't understand, while we're on the topic of fertilizers, how with a synthetic fertilizer, the NPK seems to be so much higher versus the NPK on a natural organic fertilizer. Would you just explain a little bit about that and why those numbers are so high and low and does it matter?
Yeah, the reason why they're so high in the processed fertilizer is because the sources of those nutrients have been processed and concentrated, so that you can get you can get fertilizer that's a processed fertilizer that's say 35% nitrogen. That would be typical, say, for a lawn, processed lawn fertilizer, where with an organic fertilizer, usually it's around 5 to 7% nitrogen. So it's not as concentrated because it hasn't been processed. It's still in its more natural state. And so those concentrated fertilizers are, you take the natural products and you extract the nutrients from them and you concentrate them and then make them into a water-soluble form that's easy to package, easy to ship, and easy to use. And like I say, it's like fast food. So it's not as beneficial to the plants or especially to the soil as the organic fertilizer. Did I answer your question?
Yes, you did. And I just want, I mean, I know that our listeners, they're true organic growers, yet they're, you know, we are talking to mainstream, U.S. and there are people that are still using synthetics and don't really understand, why they are, actually they're very weak when you think about it, extremely weak. And as Catherine was saying, the side effects are dangerous to our planet. So, you know, just moving along here, though, we've got the soil handled. We've fertilized it. We've added our amendments. Now it's time to plant. And so I know a lot of people get very excited when they look at vegetable seed catalogs, but a lot of the times they don't know what the little weird letters that follow the vegetable seed packets and whatnot. Let's talk about TMV, PM, N, or V. Let's hear about that. What are those letters all about, and why do we need them?
Oh, sure. We get questions about that all the time when we're touring the country and speaking, because people don't really know what those letters mean in the seed catalogs or on the labels in the nursery. And what they refer to is disease or pest resistance. Usually it's disease resistance. So if you see, for example, a tomato variety with a TMV after the name somewhere, that means it's genetically resistant to tobacco mosaic virus. Or if the letter N is there, that means it's resistant to nematodes. So there's lots of diseases that plants can be resistant to. And these are the resistance is acquired through normal, traditional, classical plant breeding, not by genetically modified organisms.
Which is very important. You know, we talk about this a lot on the show. And when we come back, we're going to continue talking about this topic and why GMOs are totally not what people want to be involved in. And we'll be back in just a few minutes, so please don't go away and give us a call if you have a question at 855-660-4261 for your free ladybugs.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough Soma Biotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Soma Biotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Soma Biotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Soma Biotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry. My guests are David Deardorff and Catherine Wadsworth, authors of What's Wrong with My Vegetable Garden, What's Wrong with My Plant, and How Do I Fix It, and The New American Landscape, and the soon-to-be-released book, which I think the title is What's Wrong with My Fruit Tree. Welcome back, David and Catherine. And before we go on, I know we were going to talk a little bit about GMOs, and we've got a lot more to cover here. I want everybody to understand what is dear to your heart is a term that you've coined, which I love. It's polyculture. And some people, of course, in the bigger picture of things, we call it agriculture. But the thing that's so amazing about polyculture is, that you're able to grow vegetables without having a vegetable garden. So let's just take a quick moment to talk about this, because I think it's really important. And there's something that, to me, it's the way that nature intended things to be.
That's right. It really is, because what a polyculture is trying to do is utilize the what we know about natural plant communities in terms of complex structure and high biodiversity and also biologically active soil. We've already talked about the soil, but the diversity comes in when you include a whole bunch of different kinds of plants, like fruit trees and berry bushes, along with herbs and flowers and vegetables. That creates complex structure. It also creates high diversity. And that combination of things does a number of beneficial things for the gardener. It's been shown, for example, by research at the University of Minnesota, that this is one of the best things that a gardener can do to protect the garden from insect pests and from diseases. By mixing the plants up and including lots of different kinds of plants in the same garden space, there's much less opportunity for a pathogenic bacterium or fungus, a disease, to leapfrog from one plant to the next if the plants are all mixed up. If you have a monoculture, like a cornfield or an apple orchard, where all the plants are the same, it's very easy for a disease or an insect pest also to hopscotch from one plant to the next until, you know, the entire orchard or the entire garden is just riddled with disease. When it's a polyculture where everything is all mixed up, then it's very difficult for those organisms to take hold of the garden. You might lose one plant, but you won't lose all of them.
And not only that, it's so beautiful. That's the part that I love.
It really is.
Gorgeous.
It's very beautiful. And it's also one of the lovely things is that it invites all your wild partners in to help you out, all the beneficial organisms. Or like when you buy ladybugs, for example, they'll stick around because they have a habitat that's very conducive to them living their lives there.
Right.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, a lot of people buy ladybugs, just speaking about ladybugs, to celebrate with. We have quite a few people that purchase ladybugs, and they celebrate weddings and graduations and memorials and birthday parties, and it's becoming very popular. So isn't that fun? I mean, instead of throwing out rice and wasting food, they literally take the ladybugs and they release them, and I think it's a lot of fun, and a lot of people are doing it, so thanks for bringing up those ladybugs, Catherine. Let's just jump back first, though, because I think we're creating a sequence here. We build the soil, then we talk about the types of seeds that we may want to purchase, and, of course, the ones that have been naturally crossbred and whatnot, so that they are resistant to certain pests, nematodes, for example, the pest nematodes in the soil, which you were saying. And then now we're getting ready to plant. And I know some people like to get their seeds out or their seedlings out early. But before we jump into that, though, let's just finish up on the GMOs. I just want your opinion so everybody that's listening can hear it right from you, because they hear it from me all the time.
in my opinion, the GMOs are problematic because what a GMO is, a genetically modified organism, is an organism where in the laboratory you dissect out the genes that are valuable that you want from an organism like, let's say, a spider. And you take some spider genes and you put those into a plant. It put them right into the chromosomes of the plant, so they're there forever. And then that may do something beneficial to the plant. There's all sorts of things that have been done like that. For example, putting the genes for spider silk production into goats so that you can harvest spider silk from the goat's milk. That's been done. Human genes have been put into pigs so that we can harvest organs from pigs that are compatible with human beings. And lots of modifications have been done in the plant world, more so than in the animal world. But the hazard of that is, of course, it's completely not natural at all. Couldn't possibly be done outside of the laboratory. But once those genes are in a plant, and the plant is producing pollen and making seeds, there's always the danger that those foreign genes can escape the cultivated plant and get into its wild relatives, its weedy relatives, and migrate from there to, you know, who knows where. And with unforeseen consequences. Problem is, we don't know, no one knows what the potential consequences could be to not only to the natural world, but directly to our food chain. And so,
I think that's the important point, is that we don't really know the consequences. And I'm not sure there's been enough time to study what those consequences are. You know, we haven't had we don't have many years of data to find out. So I think the real issue is that we don't know what the consequences may be.
Yeah.
Right, and when they're mixed with glyphosate, which is an herbicide, they do some pretty amazingly dangerous things, and so that's really been the crux of things. And I just love the work that you're doing, and really appreciate it, and certainly want to let you know about my gratitude for what you're doing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. And so we were just going to talk about when should we plant and what things shouldn't we plant, because I know people get very excited. For example, squash, they want to plant that early, and is there a better time to do it than another time?
Oh, sure. Yeah, it's always wise to pay close attention to whether a crop is a cool season crop or a warm season crop. The warm season crops like squash and tomatoes and eggplants and corn are largely tropical and subtropical species that really don't get going until the weather becomes warm. And of course, that depends, what month you do that in depends on where you live. In Arizona, you can probably be planting your warm season crops as early as March. Whereas up here in the Northwest, we can't plant our warm season crops until June.
Right, and that's important to know, because you want to plant on time. We're going to unfortunately have to take another break. We're going to come right back with David Dierdorf and Catherine Wadsworth. And if you have a question, these are the guys. So give us a call at 855-660-4261, and when you call in, you'll get some free ladybugs. We'll be right back.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. This is Sherry Herrera de Fry, EASY, which stands for EASY, Environmentally and Sustainably Yours. My guests today are the lovely Catherine Wadsworth and her charming husband, David Deardorff. Welcome back.
I just
wish our listeners could just, if they go to your website, they'll be just amazed by all the things that you do and all the talks that you've given and the topics that you cover. And I'm just I just want everybody to take a moment, if they can, and go to that website. What is it again? Oh, I see it. It's www.ddandkw. So it's David Deardorff and Catherine Wadsworth.com. So if you get a chance, because you can see they have on their website all the different topics that they've covered, and it just goes on and on and on. I mean, everything from romancing the rose, deer-resistant gardens, how to choose and use organic remedies, gardening with native plants, using permaculture techniques, container gardening, beyond curb appeal. It just goes on and on. So be sure that you take a look at their website. So we've been talking about sort of the building up of a garden, and we talked about that we want to be sure that the temperature is correct so that we don't get started too soon or too late. And a lot of people, if they do get started a little early, let's talk a little bit about what they do as far as to protect plants. I know a lot of people use Reme. We sell it. Let's have you elaborate a little bit on that.
Well, Reme works really well to help protect those crops that want warmer temperatures. You know, if you really want to get some plants out there early, like your zucchini or your tomatoes, you can't keep them under Reme early in the season to help them warm up. It's a white spun fabric that helps to hold the heat in at night and keep them warm. But there's, you know, there are lots of other things too, like those, those plastic things that you put around a tomato plant and you fill them with water. And that absorbs the heat during the day and then releases it at night and can keep your tomato plants warm. So there's things like that can work to extend the season for warm season crops early on. And then also, even though for your cool season crops up here in the Pacific Northwest where we are, people can vegetable garden all year long. So people are growing vegetables, not warm season crops, but cool season crops like broccoli and cauliflower and cabbage and lettuces and stuff out in their gardens all winter long. And Remake can work really well to help those plants grow better during the winter, but also it keeps away the bugs. It's a really good protection with a floating row cover or a rigid row cover to keep the plants protected from insect pests.
And since we're talking about insect pests, any tips? We talk a lot about bugs on this show.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of the best is like we talked earlier is polyculture, because a lot of insect pests are track your plants by the scent of the plant. They can smell it from a long way away, and they fly toward your plant because they can, you know, they're following the scent trail in the air. And but then when they get closer to the plant, they switch from their sense of smell to vision, and they start looking, you know, specifically looking for the plant that they want to find to either start munching or lay their eggs on. And if the plant they're looking for is surrounded by all sorts of other plants that the bug doesn't want, then it can get confused and fly away to your neighbor's house instead of attacking your garden.
I wanted to say in the bigger picture, the idea to keep a healthy garden is prevention. You know, that's why you do the biologically active soil and you maintain a healthy home, like weeding the garden and what we call sanitizing, which is if you see a problem, you pluck it, you know, a problem leaf or something like that, you pluck it and take it out of your garden. So prevention is really the best medicine.
Absolutely. We treat the cause, and that, you know, if we have a disease or a pest, any other type of pest, an insect pest, I mean, the idea is we want to take, if we have to take care of it, you know, we do take care of the symptoms. However, we want to focus our attention on treating the cause, which always is about the soil, as you've so elegantly spoken about today. And you know, just as we move along, because we don't have that many minutes, I want to be sure left that we talk about this polycultural idea one more time and what you call succession planning or an intensive gardening. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, that's where you have, when you harvest one crop, let's say radishes are a good example because they're very fast. In 40 or 50 days from seed to harvest, you can pull your mature radishes and eat them. So let's say you have a little patch of radishes and you've harvested them after 50 days, then you have that patch is now bare ground. So and probably by that time the weather's warm, so you could put a zucchini there or another warm season crop. And at the end of the season, at least up here in the Northwest, when the zucchini's finished and the weather's turned cold and it's not very productive anymore, then you can pull the zucchini out and put in a plant like like kale that will grow and produce all winter long. And then, of course, the following spring, you can, you know, pull up your kale plants and plant carrots there. So that's succession planting of your cool season and your warm season crops, depending on where you live and how long your growing season is. You can follow one crop with another fairly quickly, and so that your land that you own that's under your dominion, so to speak, can be producing food constantly.
Exactly. And I, as you were speaking, what came to my mind was a patchwork quilt. Patchwork quilts are just beautiful. They're made from all different kinds of material, and somehow they all fit together beautifully. And if you run out of one piece, you know, maybe you're working in just blue material, well, you can throw in a piece of red. I mean, it doesn't really matter, but you're just constantly adding something new to the mix, and you always have something growing there, and it's beautiful, and I just love the concept.
I love the idea of the patchwork quilt. That's great.
Yes, what a wonderful image. Yeah.
Thank you. I want to hear a little bit about this salad bowl gardening. I really like the idea of it, and I think our listeners, this is very inspiring. So let's talk a little bit about that before we go.
Oh, okay. I love to create salad bowls. I do it every spring. I take a bowl-shaped pot, you know, those ones that get shallow towards the edges and they're round, and I only do it because I think they're pretty. It doesn't matter what shape the pot is in. But then I put in the things that I love to have in a salad, which are things like scallions and chives and lettuce and trying to remember what else I put in. Often put in basil or tarragon.
Yeah.
And then
four kinds of lettuce.
Oh, yes, four different kinds of lettuce, because I like some of the soft, buttery lettuces, and I also like romaine and those kinds of things. And I will just actually put all the seeds together in one little container and shake it out onto the salad bowl, so it ends up very random planting. And then as all those little seedlings come up, I, of course, thin, so I have my little microgreens.
Violet.
Oh, yes, I always include violas because I love to have the little flowers in my salad.
I love
it.
That's my salad
bowl.
I love it. It's not only is it delicious, it's colorful, and violas. That's a great thing to put in a salad, and nasturtiums, and you two are amazing.
Well.
You two are just amazing people, and I want to make sure that everybody knows one more time about the books. What's Wrong with My Plant? What's Wrong with My Vegetable Garden? And there's a little bit more to that I have. And then the American Landscapers. So if we want to buy the books, can we purchase them on your website?
From our website, we have a link that goes to Amazon.
Perfect.
And then, of course, they're published by Timber Press. You can always get them somewhere.
Perfect.
Their website. And they're, you know, independent bookstores carry them. I think Lowe's, Target.
Wonderful.
They're available
in
many places.
Thank you so much, David and Catherine. It's been a wonderful show. And we'll be back again next Sunday with another great guest. And for those of you, please have a wonderful, easy organic weekend. And take care.
Need help with pest control? Don't use synthetics. Grow naturally. The solution is Arbico Organics. They offer a complete line of products for your organic home, garden, yard, farm, horse, livestock, and pets. They're affordable, effective, and will provide the results you have been looking for. Go to www.arbico-organics.com or call 800-SOS-BUGS to speak with Arbico Organics Specialist. Be sure to order your free Arbico Organics catalog.
Taking turmeric is good, but there's a problem with it. The active ingredient in turmeric, known as curcumin, is poorly absorbed into the cells due to its large particle size. But now, One Planet Nutrition has the answer for this powerful anti-inflammatory. Nanocurcumin, a nanoparticle curcumin which absorbs over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Discover more health benefits of nanocurcumin and nanocurcumin plus, now on sale at oneplanetnutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at oneplanetnutrition.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.